accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Member FDIC.
The NFL, they're starting to embrace gambling a little bit more, and I'm here for it, Nige, because this week the league voted to allow sports books inside of the stadiums to remain open.
I thought they had that in Washington already.
They have. Washington's the only place they had that.
Oh, really?
Yep. Everybody else, you see advertisements, but there's not a legit sports book in there where you could walk up and, you know, make your bets and do all that kind of stuff. There's so much legal stuff and red tape from the gaming commission, but now the NFL is trying to take that on and say, look, we're trying to compete with the at-home experience here.
Exactly. They wanted to add to the game day experience, and this is just another way of doing that for them.
Right.
It's so easy for people to stay home and watch the games on their, you know, their 4K TVs.
And it's a heck of a lot cheaper. I mean, you got your own food, you got your own beer, you've got your sports betting apps out, you got the Red Zone channel, all that kind of stuff. The at-home experience is awesome. So what you're going to see is these NFL stadiums trying to find a way to make people come to the stadium other than your team is good. Because let's be honest, right now the Colts aren't very good. So they're trying to figure out ways to get people inside of Lucas Oil Stadium and sell some tickets. It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.